Earlier this week, a conference took place here in Rome to mark 3 centuries since the death of Jesuit Andrea Pozzo. Veronica Scaresbrook spoke to Professor Carol Richardson of the Open University in the United Kingdom, who illustrated this artist's work at Rome's venerable English College.
This week, here in Rome, the Pontifical Gregorian University, together with the Austrian Historical Institute and the Biblioteca Herziana, sponsored a conference focusing on the figure of Andrea Pozzo, the Jesuit artist and architect, one who's left us a sublime artistic legacy, in a special way, in Roman churches. Perhaps the best known of which is that of the ceiling in the Church of the Gesù, or that of the nearby St. Ignatius. Well, that's what most Romans know. What they don't know is one of Rome's best-kept secrets, this famous Jesuit's presence at the venerable English College here in Rome. Art historian Professor Carol Richardson fills us in. You get drawn into the artwork of Andrea Pozzo in the college. What is this artwork?
One's a beautiful Assumption of the Virgin in the Martyrs' Chapel. Now, this is actually not very far above your head, but Andrea Pozzo has been so clever with the space, you feel as though you were one of the apostles looking up at the Assumption. In the refectory, there's a representation of George and the Dragon. Andrea Pozzo is so clever with the manipulation of space. He's actually tilted the scene in 2 dimensions perspectivally, so you don't have to crane your neck to see it. The horse and St. George sitting on it, if you like, comes towards you just as you go into the space. It's the immediacy. He makes the most of actually quite a small and limited space.
He's a master of illusion. In the English College, there are no trompe-l'œil or things like that, are there?
Well, actually, and this is something that I'm going to reveal for the first time, it's a fresco in the garden, and that is a trompe-l'œil, a representation taken from a treatise on perspective. Andrea Pozzo describes it in the treatise as the kind of scene that you could use for a religious festival. You could also use it at the end of a long view or in a garden. And it's actually used in exactly that way in the English College.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.